This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, while we're looking at the $1.9 trillion COVID pandemic package, we, you know, as I have discussed earlier, I'd really like to glean out any waste. And unfortunately, I've seen the government waste millions upon millions of dollars. And those millions and millions of dollars could have gone to other things. You know, I think with Obamacare, we spent millions upon millions of dollars on software and, you know, having people walk people through the Obamacare, exchanges. And I don't understand why it has to be so difficult. It could be so much more simple. You know, and we talked about that, but unemployment is going to be a huge aspect to this $1.9 trillion package, and we're being told that California's 2020 unemployment fraud claims may have topped $31 billion. California state officials, according to Fox News, have said at least $11.4 billion in unemployment benefits have been mistakenly paid out to fraudulent cases, with some estimates ranging as high as $31 billion. I would suggest, while we're trying to get our ducks in a row and figure out what's happening from the fraud front, all right, have more targeted money being spent, which we'll talk about in a second. They say roughly 10% of all unemployment claims paid out in California during the coronavirus pandemic have involved fraud. That's a staggering number. Another 17% of the total unemployment claims are under investigation. They say there is no sugarcoating the reality, according to the California Labor and Workforce Development Agency. California has not had sufficient security measures in place to prevent this level of fraud. Criminals took advantage of the situation. So California had paid $114 billion in 19 million unemployment claims since the onslaught of the pandemic. And their unemployment claim system, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, the PUAP, allows for unemployment benefits for those who would not normally qualify, like, you know, gig workers, independent contractors, etc. So they said it's no surprise that the employment division was overwhelmed, like the rest of the country. As millions of Californians applied for help, international and national criminal rings were at work behind the scenes, working relentlessly to steal unemployment benefits by using sophisticated methods of identity theft. So the spike in fraudulent cases could also mean that legitimate claims are jeopardized because state officials froze 1.4 million claims late last month, 1.2 million of which are still frozen while investigations are completed. Now, a third-party contractor known as ID.me has been hired by the state to help verify identities for filed claims. Roughly 30% of the claims filed between October 1 and January 11th have been blocked on the basis of alleged fraud. California has seen over 3.1 million cases of coronavirus, 37,500 deaths, but their unemployment continues to rise as they have had some of the most severe lockdowns. So, you know, when I look at this, it just kills me because I had seen, I don't know how many Nevadans say they can't get their money, they can't get their unemployment, and they didn't do any fraud. And Nevada had their own share of issues with power outages and not having enough staff and trying. It was a cluster. And when you hear that some people are able to cheat the system and figure out how to get money and pretend to be somebody and, you know, was able to fill out a one-page easy form, you know, it frustrates you. You know, there were a lot of people that collected unemployment while they worked. what they did is they claimed there are certain laws that allow if your employer gives you less work than you want or only hires you back and only gives you 15 hours a week, you could collect unemployment, which is correct. But employers offer full-time work, and employees would come up with excuses. Employers didn't know this, but it was so then they could get that extra money, that extra $600 a week. So, I mean, unfortunately, fraud was pretty... And a lot of these people, they didn't think they were doing fraud. They just did the numbers game. They said, look, if I work less hours, I will make more money because I could get the unemployment plus that $600 a week. I could make $2,400 extra a month if I work less. People aren't stupid. You know, everybody has calculators now all on their phone. So they were able to calculate that they would make more money with unemployment. When you make unemployment look better than working, there is going to be fraud. There is going to be a push and incentive to get that money. And while government was completely inundated, and while they were caught with their pants down with COVID, there wasn't a lot of eyes on the, you know, on the unemployment front. Now, for months, Nevada has said they are going to go after the fraud. They're going to find who frauded the system, and they're going to go after it. But how do you do that? Do you have to go through every single claim and look back? I mean, same thing with voter fraud. You know, to figure out if there was voter fraud, you had to really look at the original ballots that were put in mailboxes and see if they were, you know, doctored up. And, you know, you're going to hear voter fraud come back because as we hear unemployment fraud was able to be done, and that was electronic, right? Imagine the room for fraud on a piece of paper. That could be very easily printed and duplicated. So I think this signifies that, you know, we have very unscrupulous people. The protocols we have in place to prevent their, you know, from being any sort of, waste are completely nil. They need to be refined. And we're about to dump more money. If $31 billion got lost in California, and I'm not saying freeze unemployment, people need their unemployment. But there has to be a better system than say, you know what, just everybody gets unemployment if they want. Just here, sign up. And I get that. You know, it was chaotic. But where is this money coming from? We're printing a lot of money right now these days. 1-877-DOS-LE. Here, we love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Robin does not want me to read the message, but basically they are explaining that they feel overwhelmed. They feel we're going to have a huge crash in the economy. They are pretty anxious, haven't been working for over a year. And what do I think about the new administration? Well, it's interesting. It's too early to tell. What I've seen so far does make me a little nervous as a doctor, as an American, as a business owner, as a mom. I am a little nervous about the spending. I am. I think the double downing on Obamacare, and strengthening Obamacare, where money really kind of needs to go to medical facilities that people could go to. I think I'm a little nervous at the shifts and the priority. You know, they're talking about double masking and looking at and spending money researching double masking. Why don't you just, you know, allow, why aren't we putting more money into N95 masks as we're dealing with variants and we think that the COVID pandemic is going to last at least another year? Shouldn't we, if you really want to avoid spread, shouldn't we be giving people better protection? You know, so I do worry about some of the priorities. I think what's making a lot of people anxious is there's been headlines that President Biden has written the most executive orders of any president yet. And I mean, I'm not that anxious about it because we knew that would happen. We knew that there was going to be a huge push to do a complete about face of what Trump had done. I'm nervous about anybody, you know, starting to break down like the wall, things like that. But I wasn't surprised that they were going to stop funding the wall. And so there's been, I don't know how many executive orders right now. There's been the memorandum freezing approval of rules passed in the final days of Trump presidency. So basically just stopping a lot of what Trump had done in his last days, with the exception of the pardons, I think, an executive order rejoining the Paris Agreement on climate change, an executive order to promote racial equality, a proclamation ending ban on U.S. entry from majority Muslim countries. There's supposed to be a 45-day plan to resume visa processing, executive order to require masks on federal property. See, already masks, there might not have been a nationwide mask mandate because the president doesn't have authority to do that, because that has to be up to the states. But, you know, him making sure that everybody wears masks in federal buildings, that to me was kind of a given. I knew he would do that. That, you know, executive order coordinating a government-wide COVID-19 response, executive order revising immigration enforcement policies, undoing regulatory restrictions on federal agencies, incorporating undocumented immigrants to the census, canceled the Keystone XL permit, refocusing on the climate crisis, they say, according to NBC News, executive order banning discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation, revamping regulatory review. That is very, you know, kind of vague. Biden directed the head of the Office of Budget and Management to oversee an effort to modernize and improve the regulatory review process. That makes some people nervous. I get that. Executive order mandating the ethics pledge for government appointees, pulling funds from the border wall, pausing federal student loan payments to September, reinstating deferred and forced departure for Liberians, strengthening the deferred action for childhood arrivals. Then that was just day one. Day two, there was an executive order promoting COVID-19 safety in domestic and international travel. So mandated masks, order expanding access to COVID-19 treatments to increase support for critical care, promoting data-driven response to COVID-19. They wanted more transparency with data. They want to support states' use of National Guard and COVID-19 response. Then you see some of those President Trump had already brought up. Executive order strengthening the public health supply chain. What does that mean? Well, he wants to invoke the Defense Production Act to ramp up supplies for the pandemic response. That's exactly what I have started a petition for, but it doesn't include masks. It will access nationwide availability to PPE and other resources needed to distribute COVID-19 tests and coronavirus vaccines, but we aren't hearing the specific, will the public have access to N95 masks? Then executive order establishing the COVID-19 Health Equity Task Force, reopening schools, continuing operation of schools, which that, again, that's kind of in line, again, with Trump. Executive order promoting workplace safety amid the pandemic, establishing a COVID-19 pandemic testing board. And that was just day one and two. Day three, they're going to expand food assistance programs, extend the 15% increase in SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits to allow states to increase emergency allotments, as well as increase benefits under the pandemic electronic benefits transfer, which gives students money for food. They're going to assist veterans with debt, freeze federal debt and overpayment collection for 2 million veterans. Executive order guaranteeing unemployment insurance for workers to refuse who refuse work due to COVID-19. So workers have a federally guaranteed right, he says, to refuse employment that will jeopardize their health. I agree that anybody should be able to refuse employment that'll jeopardize their health. Where it starts getting sticky is who pays for their unemployment. And then if everybody feels their health is in jeopardy because they have to drive, let's say the 215 to work, and people drive like crap, or there's, you know, COVID, who's going to go to work? So that is a little tricky. There's an executive order establishing benefits delivery teams. A network of benefits delivery teams will coordinate with state and federal agencies to facilitate the distribution of federal aid amid the pandemic. Executive order facilitating delivery of stimulus payments. Executive order to address COVID-19 economic relief. To promptly identify actions they could take within existing authorities to address the current economic crisis. So a lot of their executive orders is to kind of figure out what they're going to do next. They're going to empower federal workers and contractors. So Biden revoked a variety of measures, including a rule that made it easier to hire and fire civil servants in policymaking positions. The order also requested the Department of Labor to develop recommendations that all federal government employees receive a minimum wage of $15 an hour. By day six, there was an executive order to reverse a transgender military ban, reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions from Brazil, much of Europe, a promotion of Buy American, which I think is a very popular one, strengthening requirements about purchasing products and services from U.S. The problem is if the U.S. Product is a lot more expensive, does the government have the right to force that on somebody? They are going to evaluate Trump's housing policies and a reliance on private prisons, reaffirm commitment to tribal sovereignty, denounce anti-Asian discrimination and xenophobia. Apparently, there's been a huge anti-Asian bias amid the coronavirus pandemic, so Biden ordered the Department of Health and Human Services to continue issuing guidance on cultural competency and sensitivity towards Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders as part of the nation's COVID-19 response. He also directed the Attorney General to work to prevent discrimination and hate crimes. By day eight, there was the executive order initiating a plan to combat climate change. In addition to the Paris Agreement, they're going to suspend new oil and natural gas leases on public lands and conserve at least 30% of federal lands and waters by 2030. They also established the Office of Domestic Climate Policy and a National Climate Task Force, as well as a group impacted by coal mining and power plants to address disproportionate health, environmental, economic, and climate impacts. There's going to be a memorandum on scientific integrity. So Biden wants the director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy to review agency policies on scientific integrity. Agencies must oversee research, must designate a senior employee to ensure agency research programs are scientifically and technologically well-founded and conducted with integrity. This should be a slam dunk. However, you know, I do worry that it does that mean they have control over the science. So I'd like to kind of see how that plays out. On paper, that makes sense. You cannot be publishing something, you know, that benefits you. There has to be integrity, ethics in what gets published as quote-unquote science. When we say we're going to follow the science, we need to make sure there's some standard with that. However, you know, will science now be able to be run by the government? There's an executive order reestablishing Presidential Council on Science and Technology, reinforcing Medicaid, Affordable Care Act, expanding access to reproductive health care, so that will include funding for abortions. So, you know, people are asking, is Trump coming back? You know, there's been some talk that President Trump has kind of come out of his, you know, pre-retirement already after a week or so. We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says Americans need financial help, and they need it now.
And economists agree that if there's not more help, many more people will lose their small businesses, the roofs over their heads, and the ability to feed their families.
Yellen says, according to the data released yesterday, more than a million people applied for unemployment last week. Yellen and President Joe Biden ignored a question regarding the stock market and GameStop. The annual March for Life is underway, but it's a virtual affair this year. The pro-life event normally features a crowd of thousands in Washington, D.C., but the plans were changed due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Event President Jeannie Mancini says the pro-life movement aims to protect the voiceless from abortions. USA Radio News. Authorities in Georgia are looking for answers after a chemical leak at a meatpacking plant in Gainesville killed at least six people.
At least six people were killed and nine others were hospitalized after a liquid nitrogen leak at a meatpacking plant in Gainesville, Georgia. Five of the victims died at the scene of the hazmat incident at Prime Pack Foods, and a sixth died at Northeast Georgia Medical Center. Nine patients were transferred to the medical center, including three Gainesville firefighters. The cause of the leak wasn't known, and there was no explosion. Liquid nitrogen is used to chill meats during processing. It's colorless, odorless, and can cause severe burns. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A series of winter storms are forecast to batter parts of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic over the next few days. The National Weather Service says people in the region should expect heavy snow, Arctic air, and strong winds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, because of so much medical news that we've talked about, you know, Johnson & Johnson vaccine data coming out, Novavax vaccine data, coronavirus cases starting to slow down, I haven't been able to answer many of your questions. And any question I can't answer on air, because I'm not on or it's not as content related, I still try to email back, and I'll still try to Twitter back or Facebook message back. So keep those questions coming. Hopefully call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But a very, very common thing question I'm getting is President Trump going to run again? And should he run again? So I'm a little mixed on all this. because I look at politics as a real game. And I'm not impressed with any politician, by the way. Trump became very, very popular because he vowed not to be political. And for the most part, he stuck to that. But unfortunately, there was a lot of drama. And what happened with the Capitol riots completely marred what a lot of the, you know, successes he had during the Trump administration. In fact, you know, you even see Biden embrace some of the things that Trump had done. You won't see Trump get credit. But I think with any president, there's good and bad. And so, you know, even though people are kind of nervous about some of the things Biden is doing, I'm sure there's going to be some good coming out of his presidency, just like there was good coming out of Trump's presidency. And there were some things out of Obama's presidency that came out. I mean, unfortunately, politics is politics and it pervades. So what we're seeing right now is probably going to be one of the worst political games as it comes to possibly impeaching Trump a second time. Well, he has been impeached, but not allowing him to run for office again. And it doesn't sound like there's going to be enough Republican senators to go with that. In fact, we're hearing that some senators who originally supported the impeachment of Trump realize that their base is not very happy with them. You know, whether you agree or disagree with the election results, half the country at least voted for Trump. And so, you know, or half, or a little less than half the country, but we are looking at half the country. And so for those Republicans who think it is going to be a popular stance to not stand with or support, you know, Trump, or apparently he's been invited to the Republican National Committee that's going to be held in Palm Beach April 9th to 11th, if it was 50-50 between Biden and Trump, you know, I mean, how many of those Republicans are really, really mad at President Trump? Or how many of them attribute the violence that happened at the Capitol riots to Trump? That's pretty much the question. And you'll see headlines that thousands of people fled the Republican Party after the riots. And I don't think that's what happened. I don't think thousands fled the the headline said they fled it because of the riots. Yes and no. People switched their identity, their party affiliation, because of the canceling. When they saw what happened to Parler, what happened with Twitter, people were losing their jobs. I think a lot of people who had designated that they were Republican said, you want to know what? Anybody could hack into this. I'm going to play it safe, and I'm going to switch. So I think when they, like, out of Colorado, I think they said 4,600, I have the headline here, 4,600 fewer Republicans after the riot. Well, is it that they officially quit the party? They said meet some of the 4,600 Colorado Republicans who quit the party after the U.S. Capitol riot. Did they quit the party, all of them, or are they playing it safe and keeping their Republican cards close to their chest? So, you know, as the media narrative changes, where anybody who supported the Republican Party or supported Trump starts to not be accused of sedition and treason and, you know, wanting to, you know, kill Congress or whatever. Once that narrative starts to pass, I think you are going to see more people say, no, I am Republican. Same thing with the Democrats. You know, once, you know, people started to say, look, you know, we aren't the party of AOC. You know, we don't want socialism. You know, they were like, no, we're going to vote for Biden because X, Y, and Z. So, it all depends on how the media, you know, continue and persist with the paralleling or the connecting of somebody that liked Trump-era policies to what happened with the Capitol riots. Riots, unfortunately, are still happening. They're happening from Antifa, we're hearing, in Portland. I haven't really heard much of right-side riots, so I don't think riots stopped in general, but we might see a slowing down on riots, because if a peaceful rally like Save America could turn deadly, as it did with the riots, then anyone can. And if anybody's going to go after President Trump for that, then they have to go after any other political leader that, you know, said, go fight, go, you got to fight, you got to fight. So they say President Donald Trump is going to address the spring meeting. There's been a lot of push and talk about 2022 and the House races. And I think the reason why is when people lose, they need to look forward, look ahead. There's been a lot of discussion on, you know, how are we going to prevent fraud in a mail-in ballot election? I don't know what's being done. You know, my fear is if somebody doesn't feel like they could prevent people printing ballots and filling them out or dead people from voting, I do fear that there might be people on the other side then doing the same thing. I wish we had an election that we could be completely foolproof and fraud-proof. I don't know if we're going to get that. But if I was President Trump, I don't know if I would run again. And I think the reason why is I think he is going to be more powerful being on the side, being a an advocate, offering suggestions. Not that any other candidate would want to be a puppet of Trump, but I think he is going to find himself a role that might even be more powerful. He didn't have that much power as president. He couldn't stop the lockdowns. He couldn't stop his own impeachments. He couldn't stop a mail-in ballot election. He didn't have that much power. And so I don't think he's going to put himself in that position again. I think he was pretty shocked at how him being president, he didn't have the power that he thought he would. And so I think he's going to see, once he's able to get on some media platforms and have some access and some voice, I think he's going to see he has a different role. And I don't think he likes politics. I really don't. And I don't think he wants to appear to lose another election. And so I don't see him running, but I see him being very integral in policy. I see him being very integral in working up the masses and supporting somebody in his stead. Would that be Ivanka? Would that be Donald Trump Jr.? Would that be Mike Pence? Would that be a Huckabee? Would that be, I don't know. But, you know, I think Trump is going to, unfortunately, start bringing politics back in order for him to get what he needs to get across. And he's been silenced right now. We don't really get to hear what he has to think. A lot of people want to know what he has to say. Some people don't care. They're done. They're over. They're over it. But what's going to determine what's going to happen with the Republicans is how the Biden administration spends, how they approach the COVID pandemic, and how they approach the economy. If the market crashes, which it can, with all this weird stuff going on with people trying to make quick rich and this frenzy that's going on, and the market doesn't recover and companies completely go under and nobody could afford the new minimum wage and the, you know, everybody leaving their jobs for unemployment, I think the Democrats are going to have a very tough time holding any House seats in 2022. 1-877-DOC-SOLID, don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Michael from Elko, Nevada wants to know, if cases are going down, then why aren't we opening up? So let me just kind of describe the case going down. We got some good news. Apparently, cases are dropping. That's fantastic. Unfortunately, there are cases. That's it's a fine line on when we get to start celebrating. So on Friday, a total of 164,665 new coronavirus cases were reported. Now remember, those are reported. Those aren't ones going to telemedicine or going, you know what, I think I'm sick, but I don't want to take a test. So of the ones that were actually counted by people going up to get the test, 164,000 new infections were reported. A seven-day rolling average of 158,000, which is a 30% decline from the average 3 weeks earlier. That's fantastic news. And in fact, hospitalizations have fallen 21% from a peak on January 6th down to 104,000 cases, which is the lowest since December 8th. They say currently 44 states, according to Daily Mail, are seeing a decline in cases, with just Connecticut, Kansas, Rhode Island trending upward. I thought I also saw Alabama is going up. I have to double check that. I thought Alabama has one of the highest positivity rates. But they say Connecticut, Kansas, Rhode Island has trending upward, according to Johns Hopkins data. They say between 7.9% people receiving at least one shot of the vaccine and an estimated 26% of the population has recovered from the virus. So they believe that one-third of Americans have some immunity. California, unfortunately, recorded its second highest number of deaths, but the nearly 17,000 new cases reported on Thursday are one-third the mid-December peak of 54,000. In New York, 13,400 new infections, 5.34% test positivity rate, even though we heard in the Bronx it was about 7. So these are going down. Deaths, however, continue to be high. A total of 3,800 deaths recorded on Friday, but it's a lagging indicator, and they think we're going to see that number remain high for several weeks, even as cases drop. So why aren't we reopening if cases are going down? It's because the case numbers that we had were so staggering that if we do have 160,000 people of reported cases, I assume we still have probably 500,000 new coronavirus cases that could be mild, including mild cases. And so it's still out there. It's still spreading. And so public officials are going to want to double down, triple down on this, to hopefully show a sign that it gets crushed. Our new administration is going to want to take the credit for the end of the COVID pandemic. And they will. If they could, if the vaccine rollout goes, you know, along, hopefully with very few hitches, if coronavirus calms down, we will, you know, see hopefully an end of the pandemic during the Biden administration. I don't give a heart and doot who gets credit, okay? I think in the history books they should credit President Trump on his work to get the vaccine rollout and have vaccine purchases, but there's going to be a lot of debate on, you know, and criticisms no matter what. Same thing with Biden. There's going to be a lot of criticisms on, you know, his rollout plans, things like that. As far as I'm concerned, I just want this over with. I hope we reopen. I am going to be one of the first to criticize if we don't see proper, if we don't see enthusiasm to, you know, get America working again and, you know, get places opened up. So when would I, you know, want us to start opening up? So here's my thing. I don't think at all we are ready for concerts. I don't think we are ready for maskless parties, but I sure think we could open up schools. I sure think we could open up, you know, restaurants and, you know, open up salons and bakeries and, you know, allow retail stores to, I do think we could let people go back to work. I always have. Schools have been tricky because we just didn't know what the virus would do to the average kid. We still don't know what the virus can do, but unfortunately the virus is here. And we're finding that, you know, kids aren't living. Kids are committing suicide. Kids aren't learning. And so if we have to live with COVID, we have to live with COVID. It stinks to think that, but, you know, we still don't have vaccines for kids. They're right now, I believe Pfizer and Moderna are starting to do clinical trials and studies in kids. But, you know, we're still not there yet. So how much longer do we keep kids away? And so, you know, this is good news. It's just, unfortunately, it's just not enough for people to take a step back. When will the numbers be, you know, when will the numbers allow there to be opening? So, you know, I don't know if they're going to come up with a number of the seven-day rolling average if it, like, you know, falls to 1,000. If it falls to under 10,000, basically the reason why we closed down is because states were overwhelmed. They didn't have enough hospital beds. Once a state has plenty of hospital beds, I think we're going to open up faster than you think. So if the hospitals are empty and they're like, look, don't be blaming us for this one, I think more governors are going to open up. But while the hospitals are overwhelmed, and mind you, it's not, you know, GameStop or Radio Shack or Taco Bell's fault that the hospitals are overwhelmed. So that's why I think it stinks that they have to suffer. But it's because the states don't have enough hospitals. The states didn't put enough money into our medical infrastructure. If some states build more hospitals and they are able to lessen the load, they're going to open up sooner. Some states already opened up. But like the heck with this. So that's what I think has to happen. Once the hospitals say, guys, we're good. Because the reason why that to me is the indicator is because, again, people are using telemedicine. When people use telemedicine, I'm a fan of telemedicine. I work in telemedicine. But when people use a telemedicine company, they aren't getting tested. And so when we, through telemedicine, say, look, we're going to reach out to the health department for you to get tested, and they're like, no, I'll just stay home. I'm just isolating. No, I don't want that test. I don't want to be on the list. So you have a lot of people that are laying low, staying quiet. Yeah, I can't say how many people go, yeah, I think I had COVID this summer. And they go, oh, really? Were you positive? No, I didn't get tested. So these numbers, this seven-day rolling average of 160,000 people, are clocked, you know, documented. These people have COVID. I don't think the average person with COVID symptoms, sniffles, coughs, is getting tested. They're laying low. So if a government official is concerned about their reelection and their liability, they're going to use one, the positivity rate, you know, of how many people taking the test actually showed up positive, and B, they're going to look at the, you know, the hospitals. Now, we do have some good news. Apparently, Israel has been vaccinated at lightning speed, so they have a lot of data in terms of their patient population. They only have 9 million people, but they do have a lot of data. And Israel said that the two Pfizer doses were 99.96% effective, almost 100% effective. And they believed that the double shot that was given 3 weeks apart prevented almost all cases of COVID-19. They vaccinated 700,000. Just 300 later contracted COVID-19. Only 16 required hospital treatment. That's huge. They also said that the vaccine protects against the UK variant. So this data that's coming out of a country that is vaccinated like crazy, they don't have any reason to lie, you know, has found some pretty significant good data. And that's what I told you. I think that the vaccine will offer some protection. It may not be 100%, but I think it will offer some protection. So, you know, hopefully I'm going to be able to get mine tomorrow, and I'll tell you guys how it went. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542.
602 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.